Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
012-334-1322, 012-333-8699. Unga kuluma nathi nabu, noma ngathi voice note. Uma ke ungathanda ukuthi ushaye ucingo ivoice note ikhona, i-SMS ikhona, WhatsApp ku 082657-2729, SMS ku 37871. Noma uvakashele page lakhe u-live ne ku Facebook. You're not.
No, I'm not live yet.
Okay. Yeah, kodwa ke uma ufuna ukumazi uHendrik ungavakashela page lakhe
uzibani ku yam. Hendrik is CK, HENDRICK, Munyeki, MONYEKI, Hendrik Munyeki.
Okay, go on my social platform.
Yes, and on Instagram at HMunyeki, on Twitter at Munyeki Hendrik.
Okay. Yeah. 012-334-1322. So, umculo wakho uza kanjani kuwena? Uyaphupha or kunomuntu okubhalela incwadi?
Quite an interesting question. No, yeah. Actually, it happens random. I would be walking on the street. Actually, every morning, most of the time, let me not say every morning, but most of the time, I walk to work from my house. So there's a little scala. It's not really a scala, but there's a little path that I actually pass through going to my workplace. So every morning, that place, it's my altar. When I get into that little path, I start praying. And most of the time, mangula lapaya, maybe I'm just praying, and I will just melody.
Okay.
In my spirit. And then I will take out my phone quickly and record it. It can be like a chorus or just a verse. So later on, I start getting more ideas around that little piece I got in the morning. So, and sometimes it's about what I see happening around me. Also could be about what I'm personally going through. I mean, from my previous albums, I have got songs like Yehlela Kithi, Uhlangabezane Nezidingo Zethu. You know, that time I was going through something, very difficult. And that morning I was walking from my house to the garage to buy bread. And mangisendleleni, I was praying because it was in the morning, it was around 7 a.m. And that melody came. And that I'm not going to sing or pray only for myself, but ngizokhulekela abanye who are actually going through the same thing that I'm going through. Ngathi yehlela kithi, uhlangabezane nezidingo zethu. You know, Lord, dwell among us and meet us at the point of our need, where we need you the most.
Yeah.
You know, khona abanye abantu as we speak, sisibahle, they don't have food. Khona omunye uyendlini manje uyahamba. Mara akazi ukuthi abana plan. But it is my prayer even now that may the Lord dwell among us and meet us at the point of our need, where we need him the most. I will not plan B. And umelumtshela uNkulunkulu uthi akuna plan B. Yabona, if you don't come through.
I don't know.
Yeah. I just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And yolala. And most of the time, if you do that, if you stop having plan B, that's when you come through.
Yes.
Because you are born. Sometimes upegilo, he's just waiting for an invitation to say, come through. You know, makabona ukuzithathela, uzihlanganisela, ufona, uthi ngiboleka la, uboleka la, uthatha imali kaJohn, ubhadala uPeter. Yebona le nto leyo. Lo hlakantswiki, ubhekile. Then he stand on the side, is watching, is like, if we stop doing that, if we learn to say, God, you are the only plan.
Yeah.
And if you don't come through, I don't know.
Yeah, konke nje ngikubeka kuwena.
Yes, you need to
make
say
a plan.
Make a plan. And most of the time, mina, when I do that, and I sleep peacefully. Yovuka ekuseni kunama ads.
Yeah.
Angeke ngizindle ebusuku, phethwe istress ngula. Ngiyolala early, ngabulala ngo-8. Ekuseni mangivuka.
Yeah.
Something. I have to hear something.
Yeah.
Ngoba angizithwalelanga. That's what the Bible
that
says. That's faith.
Yeah.
It is impossible to please God without faith.
Yes.
We need to live like that.
Mm-hmm.
We need to learn to give abundance unto God. Lahlela bonke kuye.
Ungazithwaleli.
You know, talking about depression.
Mm.
You know, a very sensitive issue that, you know, is among, you know, men in particular, sister.
Yes, because ladies, because of depression.
Because people don't talk.
Yeah.
Abantu bazithwalelizwe. Mm. Yabo?
Mm.
And sometimes as men, because you are afraid to speak out. Kuthi yo bazongithatha kanjani.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, and futhi bajwayele ukuthi wena vele umuntu vele who always have answers. You know it all. You come through. You are a breadwinner. You know, they don't expect you to now is like shy at some point. You know, and then the big question is that mazuk shy uyagupi. Who do you cry unto? You know, you need to know that. But you're not perfect. You need someone to listen to. You need to speak to somebody. You know, you need professional help, to be specific.
Amen.
You know, because yeah. You know, I don't want to even indulge more. I mean, we just lost a veteran actor. You know, because of this thing.
Depression.
You know, it's real. We need to talk about it, and especially about among musicians. We are going through the most till as musicians right now. We haven't been having proper gigs this month. We haven't, to tell the honest truth.
Because the past 2 years.
For the past 2 years.
Yes.
How do we pay our bills to those who are married? Kona a married man umtshela kahle ukuthi as in you are useless. I will let you know to lightly. You know? Sakhohlwa bonke that over the years lo muntu bekaletha imali. And now because of COVID for the past 2 years,
income are useless.
Because these are the things men in particular go through, says but I don't want to lie. You know? And ubana ne pressure ukuthi, you know, I need to feed my family, I need to pay the bills, I need to pay my car, I need to, you know, make sure abantwana bayikolweni manje basesikolweni, you know, ikhaftini, you know, transport, uniform, all those things, you know. You know, how do you, you know, musicians, creatives, let me put it this way, creatives are going through the most as we speak. And if one of the government people are listening, if there's something that can be done to assist creatives, you know, if you know any creative person out there, you know, check on them. Sometimes it's about checking someone.
Yeah.
Even if I own a man, check umuntu, tell ukuthi akana mali rent. Tell ukuthi he lost his card. His car was repossessed. Or bakushiwe, they were, you know, vacated. Labe bahlala khona, you know.
Kunzima kodwa ngoba siyamethemba uJehova esimkhonzayo. Yebo, siyamethemba uNkulunkulu ukuthi ngeke asilahle futhi ngeke asiyeke.
Amen.
So ingakho ngaso sonke isikhathi nje uma kunzima ungabheki kwezinye iy'ndawo, bhekisa amehlo akho kubani, kuJehova, ngoba yilapho ithemba lakho likhona. And mina ngiyabonga ukuthi sinabaculi abafana nani, okuwukuthi you know unalo ikhaya, unayo i-covering. You know ukuthi uma kunzima uya ku your pastor uthi mfundisi kukanje, you know, so kubalekile abaculi, especially the gospel, ngoba thina la ekhaya si preacher the gospel, si preacher umculo ukuthi ukhuluma the good news. So kumele babone kunina, noma umuntu kwamanje ulalele uthi ayi ngifuna ukucula igospel, ukuthi ayi mara I'm discouraged ngoba ngiyazizwa iy'tori ikhulunywayo. Yes, ngale gospel music ukuthi bathi hey futhi leyona iwest. Yazi ngamani wathi yena kwenye genre khohlwa ngegospel. You know, zibhlungu inkulumo ezifana nalezo, especially if uthola ukuthi wena you know, you are preaching the gospel ngendlela okuthi right, and then bese uzopendwa uyabona because of omunye umuntu. Yes, yes. 0123341322 ngizomdadela bazalwane u Hendrik in few minutes, so umuthanda ukukhuluma naye lisebenzise leli thuba. Mhlampe une knowledge enkulu kakhulu when it comes to izinto zomculo, so uma kukhona mhlampe ongaku understand emculweni, yeah, khuluma naye la. Mhlampe ungumculi yo aba ne problem kuthiwa yini, Samro,
yes.
And also, you know, lapho kunemali khona nje, yeah, kuhlezi kunenkinga. So nalapho uma uthanda ukuthola ulwazi, he's here. Ngabe ngaba naye kwenye yama programs yomculo, and then hey, ngeze lapho ukuthi hey, unloaded ngolwazi. Hendrik 0123341322 noma ungathumela inbox noma iya epageini likabahle Nhlapho ku Facebook, and then ubhale lapho your message. Ngibona omunye la uthumele i-inbox uthi bahle and listening, uthi bahle Nhlapho listening. Okay. After all things I have angi understand kahle message yakhe, ngizama ukuthi ngifunde but unfortunately ngalapho esayidini lakhe awuyibona, mhlawumbe wena bowungayi understand. But uthi bahle I'm listening, uthi mina ngiyicabangela ukuthi mhlawumbe uthini. Okay, uthi bahle I'm listening u Hendrik Mnyeki, and uthi okay, I think naye he's been through a lot empilweni yakhe, and malalele wena, I'm encouraged.
Wow.
Let me take it like that. Yeah, because I'm struggling. So tell me what you are doing. Because I'm going to be type of person. If you are listening, you then understand what you are saying. Uthini. Yeah, 0123341322 in 2 minutes. Ngiyamthethela uButh Hendrik Nombuzo noma ke uthanda ukukhuluma naye, ungathumela nange WhatsApp 0826572729. Umyalezo nje ongathanda ukunikeza kakhulukazi when uza uma kuza emculweni. Okay, i-album yakho le ayika release, ne?
We're releasing Arise this Friday.
This Friday.
This coming Friday.
Okay.
Isiyakubonga, we released it 9 days ago. That was last week, yeah. And then we're releasing now the whole EP on Friday. It's called Arise. We've just recorded it at Joburg Theatre on the 17th of December.
Okay.
With great musicians and singers. You know, my producer, shout out to my producer, Judah Ngwenya. He's my pianist, yes, and then I want to know.
Judah Ngwenya, that guy with Cut,
yes.
Oh, okay.
Was it Change Bible Church?
Yeah.
I've worked with Ntokozo Mdluli, who's my drummer. I've worked with Mzizi, who's my guitarist. I've worked with Spiro Mloy, who's my bassist. I've worked with Ulungele Mashinini, second keys. Junior Peja from Joyous Low Makati. He's on organs. I've worked with Mkantazo for on tenor. I've worked with Rihanna on tenor. I've worked with Pumzile. I've worked with Buse on alto. I've worked with Vuyogase on alto as well.
Wow.
So yeah, shout out to all these great musicians that did a brilliant job on my album.
And they are the best.
Yo,
they are the best.
I just can't wait for Friday. You know, this is, you know, nyayizo nyayitanu siyabonga.
Yeah.
God, I call into his Zion cool. Yo.
Eh?
This is bad.
Yeah.
I know, I love siyabonga.
Yeah.
It's a personal song.
Wow.
Yeah. But I think, you know, this time God has really raised me.
Yeah.
I took a little step of faith and my what? Wang paga mi sa mkosya. Hey, wang zaab.
But angithi liyasho izwi ukuthi uma thina sizefisa siba humble uyena ozosiphakamisa, kumele thina siyiphakamise, kumele siphakanyiswe nguye, ngoba uma siphakanyiswa nguye siletha ini udumo kuyena.
You know, to those people who are actually watching from a distance,
yeah,
sisibahle yabona i-Psalms 24 Psalms 23 is is so alive in me.
Yeah.
Where God says, David says, he prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
Yeah. They might eat your food, they might destroy you.
Yeah.
You see? But now God allows them to see.
From a distance.
From a distance.
Amen.
You know, but watching you succeeding.
Yeah.
And there's absolutely nothing they can do about it.
Mm.
They can say whatever they want to say about you and do whatever they want to do. But who can curse what God has blessed?
Mm.
You know. And that's what God does. But they can't reach you.
Siyabonga ukuthi iNingizimu Afrika isebenzile kahle.
Yeah.
Isebenzile kahle ikhona this pandemic kodwa bakwazi ukuthi ke basebenze kahle ku matric yabo baphumelela. So asikhulumeke nalabo ukuthi kungabe ngathi sibabekele eceleni abangakwazanga ukuthi baphumelele. Word of encouragement ongabapha yona ngathini kubona.
I think, you know, we need to learn, this is what I can say, that we need to learn to do what we call a review.
Yeah.
Aumelanga utate a decision based on what you didn't actually make a research about.
Yeah.
Like I can give you an example. I mean, I also teach at the school. Kuna bantwana who would, passing mark is 50. And tulugu tundana upase fail engine 1%. Short engine 1%. Utole 49. So what I would say is that, you know what, you don't have to be discouraged. You have to now sit back and check what went wrong.
Yeah.
Ubeke ukuthi pila na I wasn't consistent in my study.
Yeah.
I was not that actually kept me busy and stole the time that I was supposed to spend in my studies.
Okay, in the Ramuruku.
Ayolala igarage. I love that spirit. That is the spirit of humility. Of bringing yourself down to the ground so that God can come and pick you up. That's only what I want to command. That's humility. To avoid all these expenses and what can also result from it. Thank you very much. Just continue teaching us.
Thank you,
and you too, sir. And you back here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yo, that's humbling.
That is humbling indeed. Yo, okay, uputi ubabu Sipho Mthweni uyilungisile ne. Message yakhe uthi he was just saying, I'm listening to Hendrik, your guest there. I'm so encouraged and inspired. To God be the glory. I was saying after all I went through, Hendrik is like someone who's bringing that hope again.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Usipho Mthweni is a Davidson.
Amen.
Wow.
A Davidson is a seducer.
Yes, yes.
Shout out, Brasipho. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Amen. Umamthandi Sisini Pheko uthi, I'm with you, Sis Bahle, noso Julia Moloko uthi, I'm with you as well.
Shout out.
Hendrik, thank you so much.
Sister,
and then, silindele njobu shuthi, sasekhulu kuzayo.
Sasekhulu
kuzayo. So, usasebenza nabaculi bejazz?
Yes, I still do.
Yeah.
I still do. You know, depending on what's available. If
yeah.
if they book me, I still go.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
But currently, I'm focusing mostly on the projects that I'm busy with. Manji.
Mm-hmm.
It's the gospel projects that I'm doing, and also at the school, because
mm-hmm.
I'm teaching there full time as well.
Okay.
Yes. So
yeah.
it's those are the two things that I'm busy with. But if anything else that comes on the side, I can actually do this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm available. I should just say this. I'm available to anyone who needs help.
Yeah.
Who needs help? Ask me the name before it too. I need to give you the information that I had to find out myself. You know, these are the things. I mean, things were different when we were starting.
Yeah.
You know, things were difficult when we were starting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now a lot of things are actually at our disposal. So we need to. We have got internet. We've got 4IR. It's there. So wherever you are in the world, you can actually do this.
Yeah.
So there's no limit. Mm-hmm. There is no limit. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, sister.
It is sekuphelezele la ngomculo wakho.
Ah, yes.
From Gule album Edge. What's the difference between album and EP?
Well, it's a little album. EP is a little album.
Okay.
And after then, you then have a full album.
Oh, EP kusuthi ingoma kodwa azikapheli.
That's
oh. Oh, lasha dance
la.
Moma jing akonyana.
Hey, suna lemata, suna lemata, suna lemata. Kyalebo habana besumhle. For the very first time on Radio Pulpit, here is Moma jing akonyana.
Hallelujah.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.